Hey, what's up, Chicago? And welcome back to Speak Your Mind Radio. I'm your hostess with the mostest, Queen Star, aka Ms. Hip Hop. And today I just want to tell you guys to have a great day because today is a fantastic day. And I have a very, very special guest with us today. But before we get started with episode 495, I am going to hit my guest with an icebreaker question. Okay? Because I'm nervous. All
We got
right.
you.
Did you feel the earthquake that happened Friday in New York?
Yeah, most definitely. And actually, I was in New Jersey at the time, but I actually still felt it though too. So yeah, it was a little shaky too. That's not something that happens on our side of town too often too. So yeah, definitely felt it.
Yeah, I read about it in the news and I didn't know how rare it was to not have earthquakes in New York, but then I thought about it and I'm like, yeah, you
Yeah,
know.
I think it was like since they had one like of that magnitude, it was about 40 years since the last time they had one like that was that, you know, that people could measure. We've had like some smaller, you know, smaller earthquakes that people just don't even know happened. But with this one, actually everyone knew. So a little bit different this time.
Yeah, most definitely. Okay, well, that's I'm happy that everybody is okay and
Thank God.
yeah, well wishes to all the families and everything.
Yep. Seriously. Thank you.
Yeah. You're welcome. So, why don't you take the time out to introduce yourself to everybody?
Okay, so first and foremost, I just wanted to thank Ms. Hip Hop for setting up this interview. You know, it's been a long time coming for us to get set up and get it done. So I'm excited to be here. So just to anyone who is not familiar with me, my name is Abarel. I am an MC slash entrepreneur representing Bronx, New York. You know, veteran to the independent scene. You know, I've done a lot. So we'll get into it into the interview, but definitely, if anyone is just getting in tune and they want to you know, follow me, you can check my handle is Admiral11. Admiral11 on all platforms. You know, I got a lot of work, a lot of content out here. You really for everyone to get caught up with. So just stay in tune and let's keep connected.
For sure, for sure. Thank you for that great introduction to who you are. And I'm gonna just go off the top here. I need to know, like, what does your name stand for?
So basically, you coming into becoming an artist, right? It's a journey. So I've had a number of names like when I started, and this is just happens to be the one that landed and really resonated with me. I've always been regarded as a leader, and in terms of like my style of music, and if you know anyone who listens, know it is. You know, almost military in terms of like just how my structure and how my creativity is very real life oriented too. So in just in terms of just like how I grew up, I always was recognized as a leader. So that's kind of what brought that name to be the name that I end up sticking with as an artist.
Okay, so I didn't know you had different other names before
Yeah,
Admirals.
you know, I think a lot of artists do. I think just coming up to you know, you come up with a couple of things, and then you know, over time, you know, they don't feel the same, right? That you get to these places. It's just like when you look at Wu-Tang, right? Back in the days, Wu-Tang, every all of them changed their names, you know, two and three times as they you know evolved in you know in their careers and just where creatively their minds were, right? So that was kind of the same thing for me, you know. So I had a, you know, I had my name prior to it was Admiral Chains originally. So you know, Chains is my first name, and I just attached it together. So I ran with that, but over time, I wanted something that would just signature and just like just one word that people could just recognize, you know, easily. So that's how I dropped Chains off of it and kept it as Admiral.
Yeah, that's dope. I love that. I love that name and everything. And to be honest with you, I looked it up myself just to see if it intertwined with the message in your music. And it certainly did, because I got
Yeah.
that feeling. So yeah.
Definitely. Like I have a single, like if you see from one of my last projects called, and actually on a new project, I had part two to the song called One Man Military. So with that, it's a mind state, right? One man military is a state of mind, and I don't want to go into, too much and, instill, instill the interview away, but it's really just about, really putting in your own work, right? And leading by example in terms of, how you live your life, and you handle your business too. So that's kind of what the song is, pretty much a celebration of that, right? And it's just like a marching call, to people like you can do whatever you set your mind to, right? You just have to take the ownership and like lead by example, right? So that's kind of what that's about.
Most definitely, most definitely. And let's just go ahead and get in tune into your latest project. It's the third final installment called Honor and Will 3, Sacred Cloth. Talk to us more about that.
Okay, so with Honor and Will 3, so in, I believe it was the, I started the Honor and Will series in late 2020, right? So originally when I first recorded that project, this was around like when we were just really getting hit with the pandemic, right? So there was a lot of other things that I was doing at the time, but with the city, the venue, a lot of the venues that I was working at, they all shut down and things like that too. So really had to work with things that I had some control over. And obviously being able to create and make music, it actually was an opportunity for me to get back to just making music, right? So that's kind of what Honor and Will started from. So I made that first project too. So basically once, I completed it, I re released it, right? It felt like there was, I had more material, right? I had more material for the people that I wanted to give them. So that's what made me decide to do Honor and Will part two, right? And it was kind of the momentum was still like still building, right? I was still getting some momentum from the first chapter, right? So then from that, I said, you know what? The story's still not finished, right? So after that was done, I immediately went back in the studio and started recording this project on Will 3. So when during the recording process for this album, I at the end I really felt like the story was completed this time, right? So now I'm still, still working on new music, but I'm ready to go in a new direction. I think I was able, like within the three projects, really to kind of get what I wanted out of them too. So just I just want to continue to be creative, but now I'm going to kind of sonically it'll sound a little bit different. Like the next progress that you hear will be a little bit different because these three albums were really cohesive and really were built off of each other, right? So but with new music, right, I didn't do a lot of collaborations on and Will. It was very personal. Like if you hear a lot of the records, you can feel the personal aspect of it too. So and prior to that project, I've always collaborated with artists and producers and things like that, and did a lot of different work there. But this one, outside of Honor and Will Part One, the last two albums, I didn't use any features. It was just myself and the producers that I worked with. So for me, it allowed me to lock in and really just stick to my message, right? So now I'm in a place where I'm ready to expand and start collaborating with artists again too, and really just start building some relationships at now that we're kind of past the COVID phase, and now people are out and about more and things like that too, so I can kind of get back to doing those things I love to do at the same time. So definitely very proud of the work, very proud of the work. I think it was, I'm v very humble, but I know like good work, right? And I know the records are quality records, and it was something that like if I stopped today, I feel good about what I was able to share with people. So that's just how my mind works.
Well, you have a beautiful mind because I was following you the whole time. I'm like, the beautiful empire that this man has built, like literally. And I actually want to touch on that because the production of the album, the project is immaculate, like to my ears. I can understand everything that's from word, bar for bar in my mind. So thank you for that experience. You know what I'm
No,
saying?
definitely. Like I said, we don't make like music for ourselves. We make it for the listeners, right? We're just the vessel, right? Being able to share it. So I'm definitely glad you had the opportunity to take time to really listen to the work too, because I really value that a lot too, especially now. One thing that and you notice this as well as I do, that the attention spans of people when it comes to music is very small compared to what growing up, what we kn know them to be, and this is why you see a lot of people really putting out a lot of content, right? Because they want to keep up with the pace of it, because people's attention spans with social media and things like that are very sh short. So you want to take every opportunity to capitalize on an audience, right? So that was kind of what I wanted to be more consistent about, giving people music too, for that reason too. You don't want to give them an opportunity to forget about you, right? So at the same token, that's kind of why I make it my business to be more consistent about how often I'm releasing music too, and being able to continue to interact and build with people at the same time, because I think that's what it's all about at the end of the day.
Yeah, speaking of that interaction and building at the same time, it's like a compound effect that you've created. So this literally is your third, and when I say first, your first trilogy, the first time you started a project with everybody.
Yep,
That's
this is my
amazing.
first time.
How did you, without giving too much away, build that extra momentum? Like, I know it came from COVID and being bored and that creativity sparking, but how did you build this entire army? Because I want to get more into the independent label that you built too.
So what that is, so I've been basically, when I started, started my brand initially, this was kind of when the industry really transitioned digitally, right? So, and a lot of artists started going independent at this time too, right? So a lot of times, so I was originally with a group prior to starting my being solo, and then start my company. So when I ventured out to go solo, one thing that I identified was that independent was the route that was the right fit for me, right? I wanted to have, I wanted to have control of just like my releases. I wanted to have control of just what direction I wanted to go musically and things like that, without having the restrictions of, trying to work with a major and like be at the mercy of like how, they want to handle your content, right? So what I did was really just try to educate myself into the mechanics of how to push your music independently too. So obviously, I talked to a lot of people and just sponged from people that were kind of working in that route, and then gradually was able to build something. So I started working with a couple of R&B artists too. So they aren't I don't work with them currently. We've kind of transitioned, and I will probably be onboarding acts again sometime in the near future. But like I told you, at this point, with the pandemic, I really focused on just the artistic side of the business, while still and I was still in the apparel brand at the same time. So I know we didn't get into that too. So those were the two things that I was really able to control, obviously with not being able to have access to everything, but I was still able to kind of build those things too. So I am ex excited to have the opportunity to start working with new talent again. So that is something that is coming, but it's not it hasn't been the priority of the focus of the business too. So for me, it was more about really just making sure that we have a solid foundation to work off, and be able to, kind of fi financially still keep the brand, keep the company moving, like moving forward, without bringing on more expense than we can handle at this time. So that's kind of where we are. So, but I'm excited. Like I did, I if you. You know, you did some background. I did a lot of work with a lot of artists too. So even an artist that you that you know that you're familiar with, that we have a mutual friend, my guy Desert, right? He's been on my platforms, you know, that I produce as well too. So it's really talented guy, does everything, right? One like jack of all trades, but really one of those type of people who I really respect, because they come from the cloth that I'm cut from too. It's the same thing, right? We have the ability, to drive, you know, drive our vision, right? With our gifts, right? So that is something that I pride myself on too. And like I really align with people that, you know, have that mentality too.
Wow, I keep saying wow because everything you're saying, I am in line with as well, because I got that same feeling. And I don't want to skip over nothing you said, but we got to get into this music,
Yeah,
okay?
let's talk about it. Yeah, for
All
sure.
right.
That's why we're
So
here, right?
that's why we here, is because of the
Yeah.
music, period. So
Yeah.
you just recently put out a single from Honor and Will 3. It's called Big Dog, right?
Yeah.
Well, this track popped up like a blue moon for me. You know, it's very rare that I hear artistry like this when an artist is talking about starving their distractions in order to get to the work. I love that. The whole song for me was right on point on my radar because that's all I'm thinking about. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and it's funny. Like, I'll give you a little story about that how that record came to be too. So, you know, and you've listened to my other music too. So obviously, you know, I'm not a drill artist in no way, shape, or form, right? But I had a producer from the UK, who sent me this beat, right? So, you know, just in my creative vibe, right? Just kind of zoning out with it. I took a liking to it, right? So it wouldn't be something that I normally worked on, but I said, let me like try to climb out of my box a little bit, and let's see, you see where we can go with it, go with this record, right? So, but once I started writing to it, it was very fluent and natural. I probably wrote the song maybe in 20 minutes. Once I got the vibe, right? Once I got the, you know, obviously once I got the bounce and I picked that up, right? Because so my idea of like with that record was kind of like, all right, yeah, I know, like, you know, there's a lot of love for that sound, right? But how can we do it at an elevated level, right? So my thing was like, all right, you know what? I'm gonna bar this record up, right? So now, you know, you can get a different vibe on this sound, right? So it's kind of like a hybrid, right? It's a lyrical drill record in essence, right? So it's like, and you don't hear a lot of that, right? You know, it's a lot of, you know, a lot of high energy records, like when you hear drill songs, really just lot of you know, a lot of yelling, you know, a lot of like just high energy, you know, vibes on most drill records that you hear, right? So my whole thing with this was I wanted to go a different direction with it and just see how it felt. So what I did was originally I leaked the record to a couple of people just to like to kind of get their vibe on it. But people like immediately took to this record, and it really caught me off guard, right? Because then it was, you know, it was like really getting like a lot of blogs picking it up, a lot of playlists, you know, Spotify playlists picking it up like really quick too. So I said, you know what? Let's keep this, right? And then we'll leak that out, right? Too. So it really set a good tone just for the project alone, because it was different, right? It was different, but just a lot of people who had different musical tastes liked the record, just in general, like people who know my music traditionally, even loved the record too. So it was like it really, you know, it worked. You know, it was one, and it's still doing well, you know, even at this point. And this is the first record that I leaked off the project, and I probably leaked it maybe 6 months ago, but it's still run go, going strong and still being discovered. So we'll keep pushing, we'll keep pushing, and you know, if the people are, you know, checking for it, then we're going to get it to them, you know.
Definitely, definitely. And just let me interject this real fast. I just want to say you're an excellent speaker. So I do appreciate the clarity in which the words that you're saying. So, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. So, yeah, we done this for some time too. So like, it's just always good to be able to kind of share these stories too. So I appreciate that too. So anything else with the as far as the album you wanted to talk about?
Oh yeah, most definitely. We're not done. You talk about storytelling a lot, and you're an excellent storyteller. I just told you that. there's a one record that I love. It's called A Soldier's Cry. And
yeah.
Reason why I like this record so much is because you actually took the time to do a skit before the actual dropping of the sound of the music. Let's talk about that skit, because that was cold.
Yeah, so that skit is actually something I got from an old series, and you should be very familiar with this from the Wire, right? So there was a jail release scene there, you know, when we had one of the characters was getting just got released from prison, and his guys picked him up, right? So basically he had, you know, he was basically kind of talking about he can't wait to get back to the world and do his thing, right? So when I was writing the record, right, I was looking for something to tie it together to kind of bring people at home to the concept, right? To the concept of the song, to set it up, right? So basically the song literally is what takes place, you know, after some people come from, you know, from their beds and they come home, right? And they come back to life in the real world, right? These are some of the struggles that they go through, right? So I'm talking about, you know, just from him, you know, the guy touching down once, you know, once he came back home, right, trying to reacclimate himself to, you know, to his old environment, where he came from after being in jail over 10 years, right, and then knowing like how the world's changed, right, the world didn't stop, you know, because you were away, right, so you got new people like controlling the neighborhood, you know, and things like that now, like you got new young guys out there like running her and you trying to fit your way back in. So it's that struggle, right? It's that struggle of that adjustment, right? Is what we talked about too, right? So like the guy went up north and he had a child, you know, a newborn, like before he went up top, right? So now, you know, his daughter's moved on with her life and he's trying to find his way back, you know, back to that, right? And rebuilding that relationship too. So it's really that's what the entire concept is about, right? And basically like no one was giving this guy a chance after he came back until there was someone who he bumped into, right, who basically gave him put him onto something to help him get back on his feet. So that's how I close the record out too. So there may be a sequel to this record. I don't know yet, but we'll see. But if it kind of feels like it might be one, but stay tuned for that though. Yeah, but I was really really proud of that record too, because I'm a big fan of storytelling too. I'm a big fan of that growing up. That was what kind of made me a fan of the culture, to be totally honest. Like the great storytellers of the game was like what made me love hip hop, to be honest too, because that level of creativity, right, and making a song visual like that was something that like only select few can really do this well, right? So like this is something like I said, all right, yeah, I definitely want to kind of learn that, right, and kind of and bring my own stories to life in the same way. So definitely, so that's great record to talk about too, because it's something like I'll probably end up doing a visual for it too, like an official visual for it too. So I have some visuals coming up soon too. So this may be one of them. So we'll see.
Oh man, that's amazing. And yeah, I wanted to jump right in there and say, oh yeah, then he got tempted in the middle of the song and da-da-da-da. Because I was really following it, and I love storytelling. I love when people tell me stories that I can follow. So yeah, that was cold.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely love that record.
And speaking of, you know, growing up in that era of, you know, listening to music in that way, that terminology. You had another record on here called Immortal. I need you to elaborate on that, because instantly, before you even said it on the record, I got those nighttime vibes, and I'm always one person to be like, oh yeah, that's a daytime song, or that's a kicking in a Sunday morning song, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I got nighttime vibes listening.
Yeah, this one's definitely nighttime too, and it's interesting that you say nighttime too, because it definitely is that. So I'll give you the background on how that song came about too. So basically, I had a song on one of my older albums, right? So long story short, I lost my parents in 2012, like a week apart too. So I have a lot of records that kind of, kind of speak to kind of where I was mentally, around everything that was happening too. So fast forward, when we get to Immortal, right? Immortal is almost the page turner, right? This is like you have processed, you processed all the trauma, all the trauma and pain, that you've dealt with, during that time, right? And you're in tune with your lost ones now, right? You're in tune spiritually with your lost ones, and now you're able to speak from another lens, opposed to just speaking about the painful aspect of it, right? But you can talk to it and say, like, you understand that they're still with you, they're still carrying you, they're still lifting you, right? So this is kind of where I was going with this record, right? So when I say, like, in the hook, you see, I say heaven over my eyes, right? This is those are my spirits that are, carrying me, right? So and I'm not going, and basically telling the world I'm not going away. I'm continue to go forward. I'm continue to grow and push. So that's the energy of the song. So definitely, one of my favorites from it too, because I think it really, the energy of it is really powerful, and I think it's just fitting, right? It just fits the lyrics to the record. It pulls it together. So definitely one of my favorites on the album.
Yeah, you answered that question very well because I was thinking about that too. The energy of the whole entire project pulled me in, to be honest. And that's a beautiful thing. And speaking of me kind of saying the same thing over and over and kind of going in a trance when I listen to your music, there's another song on there called Hypnotic, and that's like pure art, because I know that came from the heart, baby. I know. I just whoo.
Most definitely.
Powerful.
And this is kind of in a storytelling in a different vibe, right? This is storytelling more of I basically made a relationship out of my relationship between myself and music, right? So that's it. So I made, Hypnotic is like my love interest, right? So to speak, right? Musically. So I basically painted it out like how I started out, the tug and pull, right? You get those days when you don't want to do it anymore, right? Because of the business, right? The business is frustrating, things that you deal with, trying to do business in this like saturated game. Like, it's like, am I wasting my time? Or, like, do I want to do this? And then you see, like, the sound goes to different parts of the region, right? Like the West was hot for some period of time. The South was hot at another time, right? The Midwest was like on fire, at a stretch of time, right? So if you hear about it, I'm speaking to all of this on the record, right? But I always said music always comes back, like hip hop in particular, always comes back to the essence in cycles, right? So like music goes everywhere, right? But it always comes back here. So this is like what I was basically saying, like in the record, right? So I know that you're running around with this one, and this one, but you're coming back, right? So
Yes.
yeah, definitely a great record. And shout out to my guy, D Dave. He produced that record too. So really one of the first records that we did together too. So I was very proud of it for sure.
Most definitely, you have a powerful blueprint of what you're trying to accomplish these days. And I just want to tell you, from I'm saying, artist to artist, don't stop doing what you're doing, because it helps for the attention span to come back to music again. And that's such an important element, such
It
an
is.
important element.
And one of the things, I'm glad you brought that up. One of the things that was very important to me was that to put the music first, right? To really put the art part of the music first, right? And not get so distracted and so much of the foolery in the business, right? Get the music right, and then allow yourself to work through the mechanics of everything else, right? But you got your energy initially has to be geared around like putting quality product together, right? Because that's what's in your control, right? Some of the things that's going on in the game, yes, they're out of your control, right? The mechanics of what's happening, like with streaming and all of this stuff, right? We don't have control of that, right? We have control of like working to build our audience and kind of build that relationship with our listeners, right? That's what we have control of. So that's one thing that you have to step out of yourself to figure that out, right? There's a lot of people who just want to kind of get from, A to D, right? In a snap of a finger. And that's just not how it works for anything that you want to sustain, right? Long term. Yes, you might get a hot, you might get a hot record. Something might go viral for you, really quick, right? And open up some things for you short term, right? But in terms of that, the minute that the next thing comes, right? You're forgotten about, right? So you have to personally just learn how to separate your artist side from your business, right? So I think that's one thing. If I wanted to share like advice with people like really wanting to be part of music, right, is really don't lose sight of that, right? Don't lose sight of the importance of you building your sound, right, and really making good music, right?
Yeah, man, you very intuitive, because I swear every question I'm about to ask you, you've already answered it. It's so funny.
I'm sorry.
No, don't be sorry. Just, continue to be you and throw that artistry into the music, because it's dope.
Yeah. I'm definitely like that too. Like if you really love something, right? You have to treat it that way, right? So if you love the artistry, right, like don't be afraid to like really like throw yourself into it, right? Because this is what made you want to pursue this, as something to build your future from. So don't shortchange it, right? But shortchange it by not like giving what you need to the music.
Most definitely. And wow, with that being said, do you have any questions for me?
Maybe just a couple. So in terms of, like I said, I know like when we first connected, you told me about like you had, you had your platform for some time, and then you basically starting over. So what was your motivation in terms of getting back to it?
I'm gonna be honest, it's the same motivation that you had. It was the COVID-19. The sis got so bored in her world, she created her own world.
Yep. I feel you. I'm right there with you. And like I said, you have to energize yourself, right? And preserve yourself too. Cause like I said, there's a lot of like just wickedness in the world, right? So you have to have things like what we do, right? Because it's a part of us, right? To use that to kind of fuel your next steps, right? In terms of how you're going to basically move yourself forward too. So I congratulate you too, because I know you've been on fire. Ever since we had that conversation, I've seen you've been connecting with a lot of folks and really getting your presence back out there. So great job.
Thank you. I really appreciate that, Emeril. I really appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Of course. Is there anything else? Anything else on the horizon that you want, that you looking to do?
Right now I'm looking to interview people in person. I mean, especially the people that have already come on,
Yeah.
I want to take it on the road, and I would love to interact with the artists of today's time.
Yeah. Yeah. I really miss that too, because I think that's something too, with this, a lot of times just from people being in isolation too, I think everyone's been got comfortable with just kind of doing everything virtual, right? I think it's happened in a lot of different things in business, right? It's just like, even like when you talk about people just in regular industry interviews, right? How many face-to-face interviews do folks have these days? Not much, right? It's a lot of virtual, virtual communication, right? So it changes people. To be honest, like when you are disconnected from folks like that, it's a natural disconnect that happens. It's just like, and I'm guilty of this myself, right? I don't even talk to most folks on the telephone, right? I've gotten myself in a way where I don't even like to talk on the phone. I feel like like, tell me what you need, tell me what, you know, information you need, and I'll just give you I'll give you an answer, right? But this has come to, subconsciously, you don't even understand like what's really happening, right? And it's something that I think happens to a lot of folks, and I think they're just like that because, you know, it's either, you know, a DM, instant message, or whatever is going on, right? This is the norm, right, in terms of communication, right? And I think it's just people trying to keep up, you know, trying to keep up with everything that they have to get done. So I don't think it's done intentionally, right? But at times you got to know when, like, sometimes certain things are worth a conversation, right? Sometimes things are worth a face-to-face meeting, right? You can't lose sight of that too, right? And you have to learn like what makes sense, what's right, you know, what's the right thing to do in the right situation.
Right, most definitely. Thank you for sharing your thoughts here on Speak Your Mind Radio. We literally got 60 seconds before we close out. So, thank you, Chicago. Thank you, Bronx. Thank you, Spotify. Thank you, everybody that has an ear and can listen to the message behind the music. Thank you so much. And peace out to everybody out there.
Peace.